7-99-11. The time is now 7 o'clock. Time for Cabaret.
Architects who consider community, sustainability, and carbon neutrality at every phase of design and construction. More information at caddispc.com.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Tonight's edition of the Cabaret is an encore broadcast from August 8th, 2015.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Cabaret on KGNU this Tuesday night, the show where we feature the best of our front range musical talent, and tonight is no exception as we present to you our special guests, Chris Daniels and the Kings.
I hope we're not an exception.
No exception.
Hey, everybody. So here's the title track from the brand new CD that's doing really well around the world. This tune called Funky to the Bone.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Thank you so much. So, got a tune on the brand new CD, which is all about just enjoying life. And I know there's a bunch of fans out there in Boulder. Hey, Boulder, good to see you, man. It's great to be back home, really, man. So, anyway, this is a tune about staying alive and being able to enjoy every day. A tune called Joy, brand new CD, Funky to the Bone. Old man, get up and dance, lose control.
I've got joy, real joy, down in my soul, right down in my soul. I've got joy, real joy, right here in my soul. I've got joy, real joy, down in my soul.
Yeah, Freddy,
let me tell you about it right here. You don't know how I feel, 'cause you say it just ain't real. I got joy, it is here to stay. Watch away my troubles, they're gone away. I've got joy, real joy, down in my soul, right down in my soul. I've got joy, real joy, down in my soul, y'all. My soul, y'all. I've got joy, real joy, down in my soul.
Whoa. Oh, make a joyful noise.
Way my troubles that gone away. I've got joy, real joy, down in my soul, right down in my soul. I've got joy, real joy, down in my soul, my soul. I've got joy, real joy, down in my soul, my soul.
Don't you know?
I've got joy. Real joy down in my soul.
Oh, put your hands on the radio. Feel the love. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, so we have a bunch of records out over the years. In fact, over the years, we've, I think, got 16 that we've recorded with Chris Daniels and the Kings. Here's a tune off one of the older ones. It's an old tune by the great Professor Longhair. In the night. Bring them, you get near. The whole place smells like a reefer and beer. That's all right.
That's all right.
I think it's legal in Colorado. It's in a wee hours between midnight and day. Oh, nobody gonna go out and stand in line. Come on in, baby, have a good time.
It's in the night, Chris.
In a wee hours between midnight. sing it with us, you know it.
In the night, well in the night, well in the night, well in the night. Anyway, way I was dreaming at night and day. Oh, now the tune.
Yeah,
come on, Mr. Bones, play that fine guitar. They're gonna call out for whiskey, gonna call out for some stuff, that's all right.
That's all right.
It's in the night.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the wee wee hours between midnight and day. Oh, nobody gonna have to stand in line. Come on in, mama, have a good time in the night. It's all right.
It's all right.
Those of you out there in radio land, you have to picture this young man standing next to me. He's the assistant professor for the Longmont High School Marching Band, which means he's a school teacher, and he does it for love, not money. One day, one of his young charges came up to him and said, "Professor A, how do they make that New Orleans sound on the trumpet?" And sitting on his desk was a toilet plunger. And he pulled it over and he said, "Son, you got to use one of these. The first thing you do is you take off the stick so you don't poke yourself in the eye. And then unbeknownst to me, you got to cut a hole right there in that place so your cheeks don't blow up like Dizzy Gillespie, which would be a really bad thing because then you kind of look like you got a balloon in your mouth. And then he said, "Son, you commence to wah-wahing. In fact, wah-wahing by people like Louis Armstrong came along before there was anything like a wah-wah pedal. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the first wah-wah pedal." So with no further ado, Professor Darryl Abramson on the wah-wah trumpet.
That's all right.
That's all right, bro.
Oh, it's in the night.
It's in the night.
It's in the wee wee hours between midnight and day.
is Cabaret. All right, Chris Daniels and the Kings here on Tuesday night, Cabaret, KGNU. Hey, Chris and the Kings, thank you for coming in. How you guys doing?
Oh, man, thanks for having us, man.
All right. Thank you. You blew the roof off, man. We got to get a new roof.
All right. Well, that's all right. We know some roofers. I think we got one in the band.
You probably got one of everything in this band.
Thank you very much. We'll be here all week. Try the veal.
Well, Tasmania to Croatia, 18 weeks on the blues charts, number 9 on Roots Music. Hope I got most of that right.
Oh, man, yeah, you did.
So, new album's pretty successful. Can you say a few words about that?
Well, you know, I'm going to turn it over to Freddie on this one, because Freddie and I started playing together. I mean, I've known him for 40 years, but we got together after
46.
Yeah, I know. After, thank you, son. I forget how 6 years has slipped now. So, but I knew Freddie back when there was I think it was the Emperor Anastasia was the ruler of the planet at the time.
Yeah.
So, but Fred just—it was just amazing because I'd gotten back from the hospital. I was real sick and came back, and we met up at the Colorado Music Hall of Fame. And I said, "Well, what are you doing?" He said, "Oh man, rocking chair got me." And I said, "No." So we started about 3 years ago, just doing some gigs together, and then last summer. Got together with the Kings, and we used a bunch of the great old Freddie Henchy tunes. We wrote some tunes together and then found some great old gems and put it together, and it featured Freddie's voice in a way that just gives me goosebumps.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm truly blessed to be with the Kings and working with Chris Daniels and the rest of the guys. The thing about it, Chris and John produced this CD, and we put a lot of time and effort and energy into the CD. And I'm pretty proud of it, and hopefully we can keep on doing this and moving on and having fun with this band. And it's pretty cool. I'm loving it.
Can we get an amen?
Amen.
Freddie, does it feel like a real honor for more people, a group like Chris Daniels and the Kings rediscovering and bringing back the Freddie Henchy music to the to 2015?
That's a good question. It's new blood, because Chris and the Kings put new blood and new feelings into some of the old Freddie Henchy tunes and updated them and funked them out. So, yeah, makes me feel good, really. No pictures, please. No pictures.
Awesome. And where did you guys find that Rance Norton tune at?
Oh, man, wasn't that fun?
Chris found that.
Yeah. So, I mean, over the years, because I teach down at CU in Denver, one of the things, they didn't have a jazz history class. And so I said, come on. Hello. Yeah. Come on, let's talk about where this music came from and all that stuff. And Rance was one of those people that was on the Stax Volt record. And I don't know if you saw this, they did that big presidential thing with gospel music. And Rance was on it, man. He tore it up. I don't know how to say this in a more loving way, but he's as big as a house. And he sings that big, too, And, God, it was great to see him because I hadn't seen him in a long time. But he's a full-fledged preacher. But he had, like a lot of, those early musicians, they had those years when they were on the devil's side of things. So
that's devil music, boy.
That's right.
Excellent. Yeah, that was a good discovery for me. And then it also looks like, you just have all kinds of gigs across the Front Range this week. And most recently, Billy Payne of Little Feet. What was that like to work with Billy Payne?
Yeah, we all still have goosebumps. I'm serious. It was great. Bill played all the keyboards on the record. And he's just one of those masters. He came and did all the keyboards. We'd booked 2 days in the studio, and I said, okay, great, we'll do for this 2 days. And he said, yeah, we can probably do it in 2 days, I think so. Started at 10 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock that night, he was done. He'd done all 10 tracks. One of them, a blues tune on there called What a Day, he did the whole thing in one take. That is a real live one take, like the old Bob Dylan, two-track recordings. That's one take. And it's like, whoa. So we get into playing with him. We played a whole lot of Feats tunes. And, man, it's just, he takes it to a whole another level.
And he's a very humble, down-home type guy. Very nice guy. He just comes in and plays what he feels. That's what that got us and Chris and everybody else in the band. He'll feel something while we were doing the show, and he'll throw it in there, and it just worked. Yeah. It worked every single time.
Yeah.
Chris Daniels and the Kings here tonight on Cabaret. Where are we going next?
Ooh, where would you like to go? I think we should go. So when this wonderful character, Joey DeLauro, our drummer when we first started out, came to me about 1989, and he said we were just about to do a new record, and we'd met up with Al Cooper, and Al Cooper from Bob Dylan fame and all that stuff, and he started Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and we'd been back in David Bromberg, and we'd gone out to New York, and we played with David at the Bottom Line, a bunch of stuff, and Coop was sitting backstage, and I went up and said, "Oh, gee, Mr. Cooper, you're God, you know." and I got the nerve up to say, "Would you produce our next record?" And he looked at me, and yeah, Coop's really a acerbic, wonderful character. He said, "Yeah, okay, sure." That's all it took. So he came out, and I mean, wild stories. He brought a white Stratocaster with him. And he said, "Would you keep this at your house, Chris?" And I said, "Sure, you know, what the heck." And so I played it sitting there, and we worked on the whole record. Anyway, got done with the record, and I said, "Here's the Strat back." And he said, "How come you wanted to keep it in mind?" I said, "Well," he said, "that was the white Strat that Jimmy played at Woodstock for, you know." I said, "I wanted to keep it safe."
Wow.
Holy cow, I had Jimi Hendrix's Strat, and I'm sitting there eating ice cream playing bad band. But anyway, he loved the tune "I Like Your Shoes," which was Freddie Hinchey tune.
Yeah.
And it was our first hit on this record that we did called "That's What I Like About the Sound."
I love this song.
All right.
Dance across the floor, yeah. Can you come on over to my place? Can I give it just a little bit more? I like your shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you like mine? I like your shoes. Do you like mine? Situation, I've heard it all before. I'm running down your lines on me, baby. Same old rotation. When I like your shoes,
yeah,
girl. Do you like mine?
I wanna know.
I like your shoes, yes I do. Do you like mine?
And pleading that market lot, just trying to get lucky routine. You know what I'm talking about. You compliment the woman on the fine looking black stilettos, Birkenstocks, even them ugly old Crocs. You know what I mean.
I like your shoes.
Yeah. Look at here.
Do you like mine?
I wanna know.
I like your shoes. Do you like mine?
I do.
see. Chris Daniels with Freddie in a house you'll see. Anytime out of day, put your funny you get him down on the street. Gonna make a big beat like a 1933. When you dance with the fans, go down. Hey, Ray, what you got to say? We came to play,
yes, Boulder. We did.
To let you know that we're here to stay.
Uh-huh.
We've been everywhere from coast to coast. I did Chris Daniels in the morning with my breakfast toast. I said, move your body to the beat. Get on up, sit. Move your body to the beat.
Reach out and grab that radio.
Get on up. Move your body to the beat.
You can dance in your living room.
Get on up. Move your body to the beat.
In your car seat.
Get on up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Tweak it, you know that you can tweak your little wallet right down on the ground. Cause every now and then they need a little bit of dough. And don't you know it makes you so good? It'll give you that afterglow. Give it 12 times. Here it comes. Thank you so much for pledging to KGNU.
That's why you're in the Hall of Fame. That's why you're in the Hall of Fame.
Tonight's edition of the Cabaret program was recorded in August of 2015.
So, let's do another one off the new record. This is written by a wonderful friend of ours named Mr. Bob Yazel. And what we wanted to do with it, and there's a great old Freddie Hinchey version of it, but what we really wanted to do with it was to take it to a whole new place and really feature Freddie's voice. I mean, I get goosebumps talking about this because it was like, you know, Freddie hadn't had that sort of spotlight. Cause Freddie Hinchey had these great sort of, you know, double vocals, that kind of, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire thing. But, man, to get Freddie's vocal out there.
We couldn't put it on record.
That's right. So
till now.
A little tune called Nobody Knows. For those of you that need a little salsa in your butt. You can say that in radio, right?
Yeah, you just did. Hard to play.
single day. Wow, wow. Over and over and over, you help me pass the test. Oh, you're my inspiration. You bring out my best.
Nobody knows what I've been through.
Nobody.
Nobody knows, nobody knows, nobody knows, nobody knows.
Oh yeah, Bones.
That's great. Yeah. I really love Freddie's vocals.
Yeah, isn't it sweet?
Oh,
I got a little goosebumps,
brilliant,
man.
Brilliant. Awesome. I was just, this record for me, Funky to the Bone. I mean, this is a tale about two bands coming together, I guess, right?
Yeah. It kind of is.
So what, I mean, there's the Freddie Henson material on there, and there's the history of you guys. What was it like back when you guys were both based in Boulder, running around town playing gigs?
Say, well, it was fabulous. It was flavor. I remember the Blue Notes. It was a fabulous place.
I mean, I remember Peggy's High Low.
Oh, yeah. And no, Shannon's.
Yeah. We always bumped into each other, but either Chris was playing the same club we were playing, but he would be a week ahead of us or we'd be a week later on. And we bumped into each other and talked to each other and had fun.
Oh, man, we'd always see the Freddie Henshey van by the side of the road with the cops, and they'd be up against the van.
Yeah.
And then a week later, we'd be driving back, and sure enough, we'd be up against our van.
If the Freddie Henshey van would see you guys and wave at you?
No, they would moon us.
Yeah, we always mooned them. That was the favorite part. We shot our Eclipse on them.
Yeah, I was just going, whoa, Black Moon. It was great. So we did a lot of that stuff.
And yeah.
Then we'd go and sit in with each other all
the
time.
All the time.
You know, and back in those days, I can talk about it, we'd borrow each other's drugs, you know. I've been clean for 30 years, so I can laugh about it now.
I've been clean for 30 years, too. And so, proud of it.
Yeah, amen. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys ever do, like, gigs for, like, 1 week or several nights in a row back in those days, like house gigs?
That's the thing. When I'm teaching, it's one of the things that's hardest for me to explain to young kids because they're, I mean, these great bands that are CU Boulder and these, I mean, incredible young artists that are coming up. And, you know, they're lucky if they get to be one band on a three band bill for one night.
Right.
And when we were coming up, you played six nights a week, back to back, your band, 3 1-hour shows. So you'd have to have a lot of material, and you got really good, and you built an audience. You know, it's before the internet built your audience. So you literally got out there and you started building your audience. You know, we'd play, and there were about 10 clubs, and there were four here. You know, there was the Walrus, which is still there. I don't know how they do it. They're still there, and J.J. McCabe's, and got Jose Muldoon's and all those great clubs. Peggy's Hilo, we were talking about.
Yeah.
You know.
Blue Note and Good Earth.
Yeah, which you owned. So,
yeah, so.
And that was the first thing. The first time I met Freddie, I was with this wonderful group, Magic Music. We got a new record, by the way, coming out, produced by this crazy, wonderful guy named Tim Goodman. It's just so exciting. It's coming out like in February.
Wonderful.
And yeah, for, you know, 40 years to make a record. Oh, good idea.
Let's go out on tour. Okay, sure. Where's the Ford Econoline?
But anyway, so the record's coming out, but we used to play together, and we would open up for Freddie, and, you know, they would, in the Good Earth, you know, and the audience would get all blissed out, you know, everything is floating. You know? And then Freddie would come in and, welcome to the Freddie and Hansi party.
And the Golden May suits and big afros.
And they'd jump up and they'd start doing the soul shakes, man. It was great.
Is there more Freddie Hensley material to come out?
That's what we're hoping.
We hope to do this. Keep doing it while we can.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to do another record in the, you know, the next year. I'm, you know, we'll just have to rob a bank or something. But, you know, other than that, not a problem. Maybe we could do a pledge drive. You know, I've heard radio stations do that.
We do do that.
Nice lead.
Nice
lead in.
The number in the studio is 303.
That's right.
Are you guys taking any requests tonight?
Oh, yeah, you bet, if we know it.
If you know it, well, it's right here on the record. Maybe you still remember it. What was that one I like? Cool Breeze, where it had that sort of that horn part sprouting up?
Oh, Lord. Okay. So I just watched panic go into the guy's eyes.
Well, we can do whatever they want, you know?
Well, you know what? Let's do a different one. Let's do a Freddie Hitchcock one. That's Cool Breeze is the new single.
And, it is?
And yeah, it's the new single. Yeah, like you guys play singles. We love you guys because you play deep into the record. This, by the way, if you're listening to KGNU right now, the reason you're listening is because these guys play deep. They don't just play the track you're supposed to play.
Yeah,
they play the weird.
We just
tracks.
Play the ones we want to play.
Well, that's,
you know?
So
nobody tells
good.
Us what to do. You know?
I love that about you guys.
Yeah.
But anyway,
and you were part of this at one time.
That's right. I admit it. I am a KGNU volunteer. I did three radio shows, and they said, "You, it was the worst job anybody's ever done. Thank you. Would you make coffee?"
Would you make coffee?
So,
killing me over here.
So there's this great, I'd ask, I asked Freddie when we were doing the record. I said, "Hey, man, you know, what was the tune you guys never didn't play? Because you have a 40-year history that you dump tunes. I mean, we got 14 records. We still only play about 20 of those." And he said, there's this one tune called Don't Let Your Mouth Write No Check.
That your booty can't cash
Amen.
In.
Amen.
I played this one on our pledge drive a few weeks ago.
Yeah. So let's do that one. All right, here we go.
Something, you know, I heard that. Get yourself in trouble, playing all those games. Find mistakes for Bella, dropping all those names. Sometime, someplace, somewhere. Your booty can't cash in. Out, out. Let your mouth make no better.
tell it, Freddy. Tell it, Freddy.
Standing out in the crowd, always talking about nothing now, now. Standing out in this crowd, yeah. Trying to find yourself again. I know what you're trying to do. Get yourself in trouble. Talking all those games. My mistakes are double. Playing foolish games. Sometime, someplace, somewhere. Someone's gonna call your bluff. Don't let your mouth write no checks.
Oh, no.
Let your booty can't cash in.
That fine little booty.
Let your mouth make no bets.
No,
good
no
God.
Bets.
That you know you can win.
You can win.
Mr. Bones Jones. I'll play that fine guitar. From Boulder, Colorado, Bones Jones.
Pick up them horns there.
Your booty. Your mouth ain't no bets. Let you know you can win.
You can win.
You can win. Let your mouth ain't no checks.
I know.
Let your booty can't cash in.
I'm talking
in.
About that booty.
I'm looking back.
Let your mouth ain't no bets.
No.
Let you know you can win. You can win.
I feel it. That's a quote.
Oh, yeah. Sometime, someplace, somewhere, someone's gonna call your bluff.
That groove. Like that groove.
Oh, yeah.
Like that groove.
So the first record that ever did anything for us was a long time ago, 1987. And it was produced by this wonderful guy from around here for years. Produced Firefall and all these different amazing bands. He wrote, I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play. This guy named Jim Mason. So we sent this out to Jimmy. I know he's moved back to town. It's such a cool thing.
Yeah.
And this record went to number one on this brand new format called AAA. It's gotten a little commercialized, but that's all right. We was glad to have the hit. Well, it was Saturday night on Beale Street. Old fart singing the blues. Made the guitar talk, did the duck walk. He had two-tone wingtip shoes. He wore midnight black sunglasses. That old cat wasn't mine. He got a good one. I have a little sweet young thing. I stepped over and I asked him, sir, why you got sunglasses on at night? He said, man, when you're cool, the sun shines all the time. Oh, when you're cool, the sun shines all the time. Shuffle right through that old hard time. Don't you pay no bill of mine. Got a lot
to do with the attitude of leaving the blues behind. When you're cool, the sun shines all the time.
Oh yeah, that's the whole band singing in the room. I love it.
So look, I went out and found me some of those Boulder wraparounds. I will wear them day and night. They'll fit just my size. They be polarized. Future is looking bright.
Yeah.
We're getting to feel the good side. Everything that comes my way, I'm stepping out of the shadow of doubt. The clouds have rolled away. Well, I put on a new frame of mind. Everything will work out fine. When you're cool, the sun shines all the time.
Yeah, boys!
When you're cool, the sun shines all the time. Yes, it does. You shiver right through that rainstorm. Don't you pay no never mind. Shines all the time. You can shovel right through that old rainstorm. Don't you pay attention to mine. Got a lot to do with the attitude. Oh, leaving that blues behind. When you're cool, sing it out there, Boulder. The sun shines all the time. You know, when you're down on the Boulder Mall tomorrow evening on Band on the Bricks. When you're cool, the sun shines all the time. Or maybe you're down in Denver for a blues and brews. You know what I mean? When you're cool, sing it, Boulder. The sun shines all the time. Yes, it does.
Testify, Freddie. Testify. He's over here like this. That's awesome. That's great.
That's one of my favorite songs that Chris does. One of my favorite originals that they do.
Thank you. More than be really fun to do. We recorded this great old tune. It was a Wilson Pickett tune. I think it was the first to record it. But we found this crazy version by Eddie Floyd. And all the blues people out there just drove off the road going, whoa, Eddie Floyd? I don't remember that name.
I remember that name.
Tune we'd like to send out to our hometown friends in Boulder. Boulder is where we started our band, where Freddie Hinchey started his band. And the folks in this town gave, I mean, Chris Daniels and the Kings started 31 years ago, one night at the Blue Note. It was going to be a one-night stand. Be careful of one-night stand, children's. They can last a long time. But it was going to be a one-night stand, and the people of Boulder just embraced us and said, this is so much fun. And we love it, and within a year, we'd won the Westward Best of Rock poll. And we've gone on to win the Best of Westward's Jazz poll, their Dance poll, and their Blues poll, because they can't figure out what the hell we are, but that's all right.
Yeah.
So send this out to the folks at Boulder. Something you got. Thank you. Something you got, baby, makes me feel all right. Something you got, baby, oh, you wanna know. I said, my, my,
something you got, baby, makes me wanna bring home my pay. Something you got, baby, oh, you ought to know. I wanna tell you my mind. Oh, oh, I love you so.
Yeah, Mr. Bones.
Daniels on the Kings.
All right.
You're on Cabaret. Awesome.
We got time for one more?
We got time for one more.
All righty.
Yeah.
All right. This is one of my favorite tunes. This is a Freddie Hinchy tune that we got to do. And it's a treat. Man, it's such an honor playing with my buddy Freddie.
I love you too. Love the Kings. I'm a king.
We're kind of hoping to be soul setters, but that's all right.
All right.
A tune called Dance, Dance, Dance. We encourage you to wiggle the butt in the seat in the car.
This is crazy. I love this song.
Use it, yeah.
I wanna dance, 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 dance.
Oh yeah. Goes right to my head, right down to my feet. Everybody on the mall, dance, 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 dance.
What they're saying.
Yeah. Gotta dance, 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 dance. Goes right to my head, right down to my feet.
Freddie Hanson music.
I want to dance, 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 dance.
Goes right to my shiny bald head, right down to my nasty feet. Everybody on the hill,
dance, 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 dance.
Fade out, we sure do love you, Boulder. Thank you, KGNU.
Yeah, come see us tomorrow night on the Boulder Ball for the Boulder Bash. We'll be there.
Right. We'll be out there. We got about 10 more seconds of love here. So thank you so much. We'll see you at Boulder on the Bricks at 7 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday. Thank you.
Better get you in the house.
Dance, 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 dance.
Thank you.
This has been Chris Daniels and the Kings from a session they did here at KGNU back in August of 2015. You can tune into the Cabaret program every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. to hear music performed live, recorded live here at the KGNU studios. And we're looking forward to starting some limited but live sessions back on the Cabaret in August. So check our webpages for those. This has been the Cabaret program once again with Chris Daniels and the Kings. Stay tuned for Corriente coming your way at the top of the hour.
Ladies and gentlemen from Boulder, Colorado, Mr. Bones Jones.
Support comes from Venus de Miles, an all-women's bike ride in Lyons, Colorado, taking place on Saturday, August 28th, to benefit the education nonprofit Greenhouse Scholars. Riders choose from three course lengths, all of which end with a festival at Bone Park. Registration and information at venusdemiles.com.
Big thanks to Laura and Boulder for donating a 1998 Audi A6 to KGNU. To get more out of a vehicle you no longer need, donate it. We'll take care of everything and pickup is free. Just call 1-844-KGNU-CAR to get started today.
This is Lena with the Phantom Power Collective. You are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
En cualquier estado que usted se encuentre, buenas noches, buenas tardes, buenas mañanas o buenas afternoons. Ahora le presentamos este producto que viene desde lo más profundo de nuestros corazones. Es un proyecto que ha tomado dedicación, pero viene de lo más profundo de cada uno de nosotros. Experimentando con ritmo y sentimientos, sentimientos que se han podido transmitir a la música, por esta música con cultura, música con dedicación. Por favor, continuemos con la música.
Señoras y señores, este servidor se complace en presentarles a Los Ángeles Azules. ¿Y quién más? Yo, la Guayna Vichy, mami.
Ey, la Guayna Vichy. Cumbia, esto dice así.
La temperatura caliente, gotas de sudor en la frente. Luna llena, luna creciente, de igual manera que... veces es suficiente. Brilla y dale por la de repente. Que le den cumbia a la gente. Un poquito de aguardiente para sacar las cargas de la mente. Que le den cumbia a la gente. Hasta en otro continente. Que me lo baile como pariente. Que le den cumbia a la gente. Ay, qué rico se siente. Cuando lo mueve, lo mueve, lo mueve. Esto es para que disfrute, pero sin acoses. Los discretos saliendo del closet. Cumbia pa' que muevan, cumbia pa' que gocen. Pa' bailarla por el día y después de las 12. Baila pegadito, pero sin evitar roce. Movimiento, dame lo que tú ya lo conoces. Yo sé que esto es cumbia buena y que te encanta cómo suena. Por lo menos, mamá, tú lo reconoces. Que le den cumbia a la gente, con ese es suficiente. Pilla y dale por la de repente. Que le den cumbia a la gente. Un poquito de aguardiente para sacar las cargas de la mente. Que le den cumbia a la gente. Hasta en otro continente. Que me lo bailen como pariente. Que le den cumbia a la gente. Ay, qué rico se siente cuando lo mueve.
De Iztapalapa para el mundo.
Que te gusta bailar, de las que empieza y no quiere parar. Aquí te trajo un regalo especial. Y ahora tú vas a sudar. La temperatura caliente, gotas de sudor en la frente. Luna llena, luna creciente. De igual manera, que le den cumbia a la gente. Con ese es suficiente, brilla y dale por la de repente. Que le den cumbia a la gente. Un poquito de aguardiente. Sacar las cargas de la mente. Que le den cumbia a la gente. Hasta en otro continente. Que me lo bailen como pariente. Que le den cumbia a la gente. Ay, qué rico se siente. Cuando lo mueve, lo mueve. Que le den cumbia a la gente. Con ese es suficiente. Brilla y dale por la de repente. Que le den cumbia a la gente. Un poquito de aguardiente. Pa' sacar las cargas de la mente. Que le den cumbia a la gente. Hasta en otro continente. Que me lo bailen como pariente. Que le den cumbia a la gente. Se siente cuando lo muerde.